Hello, dear friends, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
How are you doing today, Jeannie?
I'm good.
Good. Me too. Well, we have had a lot of real true blessings in the last several weeks, and asking people to give their personal testimony when they met Christ, and it's been an encouragement. We've heard back from a lot of people that have listened in and been blessed by it. So I really enjoyed that. Have you enjoyed that, Jeannie?
Yes, it's been fun getting to know people in a way that maybe the conversation normally wouldn't have come up.
Mm.
So it is fun.
Yeah.
And I think it helps us all to find things that we can relate with another person. We might not be able to relate with everybody's testimony, but there's certain things that we can go, I understand that. I get that.
What we can all relate with is Jesus.
That's the common denominator.
Very special, you know, denominator. So, well, we don't have a personal testimony today.
No.
But we will have more coming up, so I'm excited about that. But there's a verse of scripture that really hit you today. So what is it that you have for us, Jeannie?
Well, each one of those that we've interviewed and for our own personal lives, the Holy Spirit has orchestrated people and circumstances so that we would be in a position to hear and receive and make a choice. So I was thinking about, you know, the Great Commission,
yes.
And it's written about in Matthew 28, towards the end of the chapter, and Jesus told his disciples just before he left, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." And then also it's written in Mark, which, you know, Mark is very quick with everything he does.
Right.
So he didn't go on as much. But New Living Translation, Mark 6:15, Jesus told them, go. Hey, that's common denominator right there. He's using the word go. That's an action. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's everyone. And New King James says, instead of good news, it says gospel. So the Holy Spirit is going into all the world, and he's leading us to do that on an individual basis as we yield to him and follow whatever he brings across our path, whoever he brings across our path, to be available for him to use us to go and preach the good news, the gospel, and share.
That's a real good distinction, because sometimes I think when people hear go into all the world, they think, oh my goodness, am I supposed to be a missionary to, you know, some far off place or what have you? But I would make it far more personal to that than that. I would say, go into your own world.
Yeah.
You know, what's your world? You know, where you work or where you go to school or who your friends are.
I know my daughter Lisa would call it the circle. I think people use that.
Oh.
Who's ever in your circle.
Yeah.
And that circle around your life moves as you move. So, you know, if you're at home, your circle's right there. If you move and you go to work, your circle's there. If you're in the neighborhood, your circle's there. You're driving on a vacation, your circle's there. All those people that come across your path are in your personal world circle.
Yeah.
And our antenna should be up.
Yeah, it's people that we can influence by just seeing how we live or how we speak or the things that we do.
Prayer.
And, of course, yes, prayer. Now, of course, with prayer, you can go around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
And no one can stop you from praying for them. They can try to block you from talking to them.
Yeah.
But you can go behind the curtain.
Oh, wow. Preach it, Jeannie.
And you can pray for them, and no one can stop that.
That is.
And that prayer can get behind those walls.
Yes.
And speak to people's hearts and set them free from the lies of Satan.
Yeah.
And so very powerful. So don't ever feel discouraged, like you can't make a difference in somebody's life that you are witnessing to.
Mm.
Because if they won't listen to you or watch your life,
especially,
they have to hear the Holy Spirit speak to them through your prayers.
And significantly, because we are living in what the Bible calls the last days,
right.
You know, where times become more and more perplexing, The enemy seems to have a freer hand.
Right.
You see, even as the Bible talks about, Peter talks about it in 2 Peter, in the last days, people will depart from the faith.
And Jesus said that in the last days that there was going to be wars and rumors of wars,
yeah,
which we're certainly seeing right now. We're right in the midst of it.
And earthquakes. And
get your earthquake food and water in your garage, people.
I absolutely agree with that.
Jesus wouldn't mention that, just like it's, you know, earthquakes happen everywhere.
Yeah. So my point was, significantly, we should be praying more, not less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should be
interceding.
Learning to pray and interceding. Because when you intercede, you're actually joining with Jesus in his ministry for us today. And the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ at the throne of God.
There's another verse that I have for this morning, and it's under the subject, or like the word, reconciliation.
I like that word.
Yes, Jesus came to reconcile us sinners, pay the price so that we could go and be with a holy Father.
Nice, nice.
And we've been given that same charge, that what we've been given were to turn around and give that away to others. So Paul tells this in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 19. I just really love these verses.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us, you and me, the ministry of reconciliation." That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them.
Mm.
And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. I mean, those are our orders. I mean, Jesus told, you know, with the commission verses we just read, go and tell. And now we're being told he's committed this message of reconciliation.
Yes. You know, I was watching some YouTube channel, and it showed some folks crossing this crazy river. There's a huge gulf between there, and really they were kind of like balancing on one wire, doing one step after another. It had side guides as well, but it was very
rocky,
precarious. Yeah. And they were bridging this gap between these two mountains. And it seemed like that was the only way to go. And guess what? That was the very gulf that you were speaking of between our sin and a holy God. And the gap bridger, mm-hmm. if that would be a word, is Jesus.
Right.
And then he allows us to join in with him in that very same thing. Imagine that. Imagine getting to heaven and then seeing others that you helped get across that gap to get the forgiveness of God.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are in all different stages. You know, it's the Holy Spirit who calls somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get an opportunity to speak to them or pray for them, we don't know all the background of what's gone on, what work has already been sown into their lives. And then we may get to a place where we actually get to say the final closing words.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, because they're ready. Because it's God who prepares their hearts.
Yes.
And we're just supposed to do our part. I mean, God gave that to me a couple years ago, and it comforts me.
Me too.
Just do my part. And you ask the Holy Spirit, what's my part in this?
Yeah.
I don't have to feel the burden of saving this person's soul. That's your job, God. But I need to be ready and available if he says, do something, say something, pray. Okay, you do your part right now. Let's of reconciliation.
Part. Let's be part of reconciliation. Father, thank you so much for today and for loving us. And Jesus, thank you for reconciling us to the Father, that we might be forgiven of our sins by turning from our old lives and following after you and putting all our trust in you for salvation. I pray that you'd bless my brothers and sisters who are listening now. Encourage their hearts. Help them, Father, to jump in on the ministry of reconciliation. Bless each one. I ask this in Jesus' name. Everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you soon.